In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of the Missions, Saint Joseph, Saint Louis de Montfort, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's fitting today that after the day following the canonization of Pope St. John Paul II and Pope St. John the 23rd, that we celebrate St. Louis de Montfort. As we know, that was really the program of Pope John Paul II, was truly the promotion and the living out of the whole spirituality of St. Louis de Montfort's consecration, total consecration to Our Lady. If it wasn't clear enough for us that that's what Pope John Paul II was living out in his own personal life, but also bringing to the papacy, you know, he put on the cross and the M on his papal coat of arms, and then he put on their totus tuus to make it even clearer to us that that's who he was all about as Pope, and even as priest before that. We know that he read St. Louis de Montfort's book 5 times on true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, so much that he thought it was an important work of spirituality that he wanted to make sure he grasped what was the essence and meaning. It took him 5 times to read it before he says that he finally understood it and could see how he could live it out. St. Louis de Montfort, as we know, was a priest in the southern part of France. His life straddled the end of the 1600s and to the middle of the 1700s. He was a kind of an itinerant preacher, an apostolic missionary, given permission by the Pope to go around and preach and teach the people. And the teaching that he really conveyed to his audience when he preached was this idea of total consecration to Our Lady, so much so that he finally encapsulated it and put it in his writing, the book True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, along with many other things that he wrote. St. Louis de Montfort, in the midst of all of his preaching and walking from one place to another, still had time to write, and he wrote many important works on spirituality and Our Lady in a special way. And his teaching on true devotion, is the important thing about it is it's not taking away from Christ, it's making you more Christocentric. The more you come close to Our Lady, as St. Louis so clearly shows, the more Christ-centered you become. And it's true devotion because it makes you love Christ with the heart of Mary, and it makes you a true disciple of Christ when you become a true disciple and truly consecrated to his mother. The evidence of that is the fact that when following shortly after St. Louis' death, maybe 50 years later or so, was the terrible French Revolution, which we know was satanic and truly was against the church. And the only part of France that rose up against the persecution of the church in a militant way and defended themselves with arms even was the Vendée, that part of France where St. Louis de Montfort preached for over 20 years. He so filled them with this understanding of their faith and that staying close to Our Lady means that you will stay close to the church and to Christ, that they were the only ones who mounted any kind of defense of the faith. And even in France today, it's probably the part of France that you will still find what remnants of the faith that remain there in the eldest daughter of the church. And we look forward to the day, hopefully, that that remnant will once again be the seed of faith that will once again bring France back to its noble position of being the eldest daughter of the church. And a great Marian center, when you look at France and all the Marian saints that have come from France, it surely has to be because of this devotion to Our Lady that St. Louis, you might say, inherited from the church at that time, and then he took it and brought it into a greater understanding and codified it, you might say, and systematized it in a beautiful explanation and true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and then lived it out, which is the greatest example of anyone's teaching, as if you put it into practice. And here St. Louis was totally consecrated to Our Lady. He was a missionary, and he lived it out to a heroic degree. He maybe didn't get to see the fruits of his labor, as the Montfort missionaries didn't really take off and become a full-fledged order until after his death, but he planted the seeds, and that's what most of us can only do many times, is we plant the seeds, and later on, with God's grace and others, they will water it and bring it to fruition. But St. Louis de Montfort has left us truly a great legacy. So many people today, especially, and because of the papacy of Pope John Paul II, have, you know, because of his devotion and because of his promoting of it, has brought, you know, St. Louis' spirituality of total consecration to these times in which we live. And even St. Louis prophesied that it, as the church comes to the end of its, you know, of the end of the world, when Christ will come again, that those who will be there to greet him and those who will be there to really give witness to the faith will be those who are consecrated to Our Lady. And it's truly evident of that in his own example of the people of the Vendée, that when the church was persecuted in that time, when they probably thought it was the end of the world for them, they were the ones who rose up and defended the faith. And St. Louis prophesied that even at the end of the world, that's the ones that will be truly at the forefront. They will be the ones that Our Lady will use in a sure way to help bring about the defeat of Satan once and for all. And even St. Maximian Kolbe even had that understanding, that they will be the heel of Our Lady, which she will use to crush the head of Satan. So consecration to Our Lady, as St. Louis lived it out in his own life, can't remain, you might say, just to oneself. One has to, by its very nature, if you truly love Our Lady and truly are dedicated to her, you want to bring that devotion to others. It, by its very nature, would make one and should make one a missionary. We see that in the life of Pope John Paul II and anyone who is truly consecrated to Our Lady, that they will not be content with just being Catholic, but will want to make others and bring others into the Catholic faith and bring them into this great relationship with the Mother of God, because they know that in that relationship, one will have the greatest and closest and best possible relationship with her Son, Jesus Christ. As St. Louis de Montfort said, to Jesus through Mary. And truly, Jesus wants us to know that we never pass through Our Lady like it's just a stopping point or a passing through. It's to Jesus, through Mary, and with Mary, and for Mary. And it is truly that Our Lady will accompany us and stay with us till we come to our final place with Christ in heaven. Let us ask St. Louis de Montfort and Pope John Paul II and all those great souls dedicated to the Mother of God to help us to live out this great gift of Easter grace, the faith that we have received, and that we will truly see that Our Lady is essential to us in growing and living out our faith every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.